The following podcast contains explicit language on explicit topics.
You're now listening to Afterthought, a reflective podcast for sexually active and dormant women. Today I'm sitting down with Fabrielle Union. Hey, Fabrielle.
Hey, hey.
And let's get into it. Where does your sexuality begin?
I think I remember the first time that there was like, oh, like there's parts of my body that like feel different than others. I was actually like pretty young, like It was like maybe first grade, and I like was like watching cartoons on the couch or something like that, and like the way I was sitting, it was like some stuff rubbed up on me a little different, and I was like, oh, what's that? And I had no idea what was going on, but I was like, huh, I don't know what happened there, but like didn't hate it. I was always kind of a tomboy, and like I hung out with a lot of boys, I think because I had brothers, and so they got into this phase of like whipping their dicks out.
Okay.
When I was young.
Right.
Like first or second grade too. And I remember being like, huh, how does that work?
How does that work?
And it was just like, I guess those were the first time I was like, okay, I have something different than them. There's obviously some shit going on down there. I don't know how that all comes together, but like it's a very taboo thing.
Wow.
But I didn't think it was taboo. I was like, whatever, okay, that's your dick. I've been told that's a private part, so I'm like not trying to get in trouble.
Wow.
But like, okay, whatever. Didn't really like mean that much to me at the time. So yeah, that was the first introduction. And I remember I drew a note about it to like pass to like one of my friends in class, like, oh my god, like so and so like whipped out his dick at recess. And the teacher like intercepted the note. Wait, no. My mom saw the note. And she flipped her lid. Because I had, like, drawn a diagram of, like, he showed me his dick. Like, I drew, like, a picture. And she was like, what the fuck is going on at your school?
Wow.
And the teacher was called, and it was like, you can't, like, work with this kid. And he was, like, kind of, like, a troubled kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I was like, whatever. He's just, like, has a different home life, you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And my teacher was like, I could get in a lot of trouble for this. Like, you need to tell me if someone's, like, showing you their dick.
Oh.
And, anyway. Long-winded story, but that was, I guess, my introduction to to sexuality.
So then, that was when you were in the first grade.
Yeah.
Were there any other similar encounters before you would enter middle school?
More like, yeah, I mean, like, that kind of kept happening. Like, even though, like, it, like, the teacher was like, you guys can't do this, whatever, like, it, like, kept happening. It, like, became, like, a game where, like,
oh, wow.
It was a very, like, you show me yours, I'll show you mine thing that, like, oh, just, wow. Like, spread, like, wildfire throughout, like, my class for some reason, or, like, my age group.
Right.
At school, so.
And then your mother's reaction to finding that note, like, what was she telling you about private parts or about sex, your body?
It was, like, exactly what I said. It was, like, private parts are private, so, like, you shouldn't be showing them to people, like, especially, like, at a school.
Okay.
In public.
And then that's it?
And that was, like, kind of the gist of it at that point.
Okay.
But I was, like, a very rambunctious kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, really happy naked and, like, really happy, like, not hiding anything I had. And so I kind of got into trouble for that a lot, actually, because I would run around my house naked. And my mom's like, you can't do that.
And that continues today. You're still totally happy being totally naked.
I love being naked. There was a phase where I didn't, like, think that way. But, like, yeah, like, as I've grown into, like, adulthood, mm-hmm. yeah, I definitely prefer not to be clothed, especially, like, in my home.
So
yeah.
This phase where you weren't so comfortable being naked, like, how old were you?
And what was teenage, like, mm-hmm. like, the thick of teenage years.
Right.
I was, like, very insecure about my body.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't really, I don't know, I was just, like, very insecure. I didn't really love it, I guess is, like, the best way to describe it. Like, right. I didn't appreciate it. It just looked so much different than everyone else's, mm-hmm. and I hated it. Like, I did some, like, not extreme things, but, like, I was very diligent about, like, working out and being really active and, like, doing all this stuff to, like, make my body look like other people's.
Right.
And so, yeah, I had a very love-hate, or mostly hate relationship with my body. For, like, most of my teenage years, like, really from, like, the minute puberty hit, like, at, like, 12 for me.
Wow.
All the way until I was, like, probably, like, 19 or 20.
When you were in high school, you were still struggling with your self-image. And
yeah. I didn't feel like a really pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, I don't think I'm ugly either. But I just was, like, lost, kind of, in, like, okay, like, I'm not, like, the girl that guys are gonna, like, trip over themselves to come talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, just, like, pretty normal,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I'm a normal, pretty normal black girl in, like, a white community.
Right.
So that felt, like, just very unwanted in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think of it as, like, it's racism, or it's because I'm, like, ugly or something like that. I mean, I did for a long time think, like, oh, if I'm, like, overweight, like, that's gonna be even worse,
wow.
you know? But, like, yeah, it was more like, oh, like, birds of a feather flock together, and there's not many black birds,
mm-hmm.
so my pool is very limited
right.
to, like, the other, like, four black dudes, like, that I went to school with.
Right.
And I was kind of, like, resentful of that for a while, but then, like, I did date one of those guys, and, like, I really liked him, genuinely.
Oh.
So then I was like, oh, well, maybe there's, like, something to this, but
right.
yeah, it was very, like, oh, well, what if I wanted to, like, date, like, a non-black dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was open to that, but it didn't really seem that other people were open to dating me.
Right.
But, or at least that was my perception.
For young black girls, we share a lot of the same, you know, growing pains that
yeah.
other girls are, but a white girl isn't sharing the same pain of being the antithesis of what Western beauty standards are.
Yeah.
Like we aren't that.
Yeah.
So we're, like, by default, we're not the pretty ones.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. And when you say, like, oh, well, they must want, like, the pretty black girls, they're keeping these features that most black women don't keep.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. And it's a lot when you're not, you know, it's 10 years forward.
Yeah.
And you can really articulate what's happening. You just feel funny.
Yeah.
And,
well, and that's, I think, tough. The thing that sucked was when I was super tomboy, hung out with the boys, played hard at recess. Like, that's just who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And It's like, you know, that change starts happening in friend groups and what's acceptable for girls to be doing and not acceptable. And, like, that started to happen in, like, fourth grade where suddenly girls started doing things because they wanted to be seen a certain way by the boys.
Right.
And I was, like, not there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just still wanting to have fun. And I'm like, these boys are my friends. But, like, I think what got sticky is, like, some of my girlfriends were like that. And so then it became this weird jealousy thing because I hung out with them all the time. And they wanted to hang out with them all the time. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, kind of like, well, like, you hang out with them all the time, but you're not, like, trying to, like, date one of them? And I'm like, I'm 10 years old. No, I'm not trying to date anyone. I don't even really know what that means. Like, and it caused, like, some rifts in my friendships with girls because of it. Then I became self-conscious where it's, like, if I start, like, trying to, like, dress up or, like, be girly, then all of my guy friends are going to think that, like, I'm, like, becoming one of those girls.
Right.
Now. So that was another thing that I was, like, self-conscious of.
So then when you were entering college, were you still open to that? Did you try dating white men?
Yeah, I think I was, like, I think I had, like, this, like, notion of, like, oh, okay, a fresh new pool. Maybe one of these white men will be, like, down for the cause.
Right.
It was kind of like, no, it's not really that different.
Wow.
In college either.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like, oh, shit. Like, maybe this just, like, isn't a thing. You know, like, it just really is harder to do that and, like, only, like, gorgeous, like, black girls date outside of the black race or something. Like, you have to be, like, damn near a movie star.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so sad to hear.
Yeah. And it was always talked about. Like, it wasn't talked about, like, with my mom or, like, in my house or with, like, other black women as, like, a, like, oh, like, white men won't want you, like, mm-hmm. way. It was like, no, like, you should just date black men. Like, they know how to love you better. Like, was almost, like, the way it was presented.
Right.
Like, why would you even want to date, like, a white guy or, like, whatever, or, like, someone outside of the black race?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That there'd be an idea that you should be taught to want a black man when black men are not taught to want black women.
No.
Those lessons aren't being taught.
No, that's like a whole nother podcast.
But really, no. Okay, that's a little troubling.
Yeah.
On a personal note, side note. Okay. That's interesting.
And so that was kind of like, I don't know, but that's why I think I struggled with,
mm-hmm.
like, really liking my own body and, like, my own skin, like, at a younger age.
Right.
Yeah.
So then what was your dating experiences when once you were in college? And you were, you know, you acquired a lot more freedom.
And yeah.
People, types of people.
College was, like, also a struggle. Mm-hmm. I, like, will say, because I was balancing a lot. Like, I was balancing not only, like, I feel like everyone talks about, like, all I ever heard about college is, like, how crazy and wild it was. And, like, everyone's sleeping with everyone and sex is everywhere. Right. And, like, that's all people want. And, like,
mm-hmm.
I was intimidated and, like, intrigued by it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, okay, like, I'm, like, good with getting more exposure to, like, that side of myself. But at the same time, I don't want to become a cliche. And so I was dealing with, like, what is the line of, like, how I wanted to live my life or, like, who I really, like, wanted to become.
Right.
Because it was, this was, like, the first time I was really deciding what I wanted my own life to look like, right? So, there's no parents around, no one's, like, watching over me to say, like, what decisions are you making? You can't do that. You know, I expect you to be home at X time or whatever. There's no one telling me that. So it's really what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, tried on a lot of different masks with that. Where it's like, do I want to be the party girl who's like, yeah, I'm down to, like, casually make out and, like, hook up with people at the end of the night or whatever. And, like, I tried that for a while. It didn't work very well. It was just so blaringly apparent to, like, everyone else that that was not me. And I was trying really hard to convince myself that it was.
Aww.
And that didn't work out. And I didn't really hook up with a lot of guys. Like, I made out with a handful, like, at some kind of after hours or, like, party or whatever. But, like, nothing to go brag about. Couldn't tell you who they were in the lineup to this day.
Right.
And so I was like, I don't think that's working. Like, this is not, like, this does not feel like my genuine self.
Right.
So I kind of realized that by the end of freshman year. And then in sophomore year, it was more like people were, like, kind of starting to try to, like, date people. Like, people were, like, pursuing, like, certain types of guys and stuff more. And so I was so lost with, like, who I was myself. I, like, didn't pay any mind or, like, attention to that really sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember feeling a bit self-conscious that, like, I wasn't hooking up with guys, like, all the time. I lived next to some girls who did, like, bring people back, like, a lot more than I did. And I was like, again, it kind of felt like high school again, where it was like, okay, like, do I think I'm, like, more that than I am? Like, am I ugly? Like, am I undesirable?
Wow.
I was like, I don't, like, really know what the deal is, but, like, no one's really coming up to me like that. Like, you know, like, some of my friends were getting approached. So I was really just trying to figure out, like, who I wanted to be. And, like, I focused a lot more on that, I would say, sophomore year, and didn't really, like, pay it any mind, I would say. And at this point, I was still a virgin, too. So, I was like, I don't really know what I want that experience to be.
Oh, wow.
So, I was like, it was up in the air.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then, did you give away your virginity while still in college?
Yes, but not at college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wound up, like, sleeping with my high school boyfriend.
Oh.
But, like, after, like, I was in college, he was not in college. But, yeah. So, I slept with him that summer. And after sophomore year. And that got kind of messy. I basically was acting like one of those girls, party casual girls, in this thing that was not casual relationship. But I was trying to, like, have casual sex with him. And it really fucked up, like, the friendship that we still had left after we broke up. And it was a bad decision. But it was a pleasant experience for the time that it was going on. And then I quickly, again, learned that there's, like, kind of repercussions. Emotions always get involved. And casual is never really that casual.
So how did you feel once you were no longer a virgin?
I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I felt, like, validated in a way, which is horrible to think about. But I'm like, okay, like, I'm, like, a grown woman, you know, like,
just like that.
Yeah, right? Cool. Which is so stupid, and it's so silly. And, but that's really how I felt. Like, it was like, oh, like, I'm so savvy and, like, sexually in the know and, like, there's nothing I haven't done now. Little did that version of me know what was to come.
And it's so funny to look back when we have, like, to whenever we were just, you know, a few years younger, but we were having these major life events.
Yeah.
And so we declared, oh, I'm grown.
I'm grown as fuck.
We didn't know shit.
Know a damn thing. Grown is not something I'm chasing anymore.
Nah, not really.
Yeah. I remember, like, summer going into 8th grade, I started playing sports, so I lost a bunch of weight, and, like, I got my hair relaxed, and, like, the full thing, and I came back, and I was, like, it was, like, people's, like, heads turned. Wow. It was, like, oh, wow, like, and suddenly I got asked out to dances, and, like, on dates, and, like, people were, like, trying to have their friends set them up with me. And it was, like, oh, so what I thought was going on, like, was going on.
Wow.
Because suddenly I did get attention. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of, like, a fucked reaffirmation of what I hoped was not true. Famine is, like, what I feel like is pretty much, like, the description of my, like, love life. Like, it's almost like what you, like, walked across the desert, and, like, by the time you find anything with any kind of, like, nourishment, you just, like, go for it full force. So it's never a balance. The same thing, like, immediately after I graduated school, I moved to, like, a pretty small city. And it was kind of like college all over again, because we all started at the same time working. We were all fresh out of college. We all didn't know anyone else in this city. And so there was, like, natural, like, pairing up that kind of started happening. You formed your little friend cliques, and there's a lot of young single people in a small city, and so inevitably it was like eHarmony constantly, where, like, people were hooking up with each other, people were trying to hook up with each other, people were wondering if so-and-so liked so-and-so, like, it was just, and it was very encouraged by, like, everyone, like, older people you worked with were like, yeah, like, find someone, start dating them, get married, like, it was like, go, go, go. Like, definitely the settle down thing was encouraged, and, like, it was a part of daily conversation. Inevitably, like, I let myself be set up and, like, started kind of seeing, like, a couple of guys. That was the only time I ever used dating apps was in this city as well. Was horrible at that. I'm, like, such a horrible dating app person. Met some really nice guys, some of which I still talk to. Like, as friends. But, like, tried my hand at that. So I was, like, actively trying to get in, like, the dating game.
Right.
And did date some people. And it just, like, never really worked out very well. I don't think I genuinely really wanted to be dating them, or, like, to be dating at that time in general. Like, I'm not very good at focusing on multiple, like, missions at once. And I was really set on, like, being a bossy lady at work and focusing on my career and making a good impression and, like, proving to myself and others that, like, yes, I, like, can really do this. I can be good at this work and, like, I'm going to get the most out of this company while I'm here. And so, like, that's where I think most of, like, that passion, I'm, like, a very passionate person. And that's where most of my passion was. And so it wasn't in these attempts to be dating. You know, like, I was like, eh, if I find someone that's nice, but I would rather be, like, really good at work and have, like, solid friends. And so, like, that's what I got the most out of. In the second city, very different city. Very different dating scene. And a different type of guy, too. And I didn't really date down there until the end. Because the guy that I liked worked at, like, the same company as me. And I was very much like, I'm not going to be the girl that, like, gets with someone in the office. And so it wasn't until I was saying I was leaving to go to the next city that I was like, okay, like, we can go out. And again, it was feast or famine, and it was, like, crazy. Like, we went out all the time, like, we were having sex a bunch, and, like, I was like, what in the world is wrong with me? Like, I need to, like, learn how to not swing the pendulum, like, so, like, dramatically, where it's like, okay, I'm, like, not talking to anyone, and then it's like, okay, like, I have, like, decided to let my guard down, and I'm gonna go out with you, and, like, we're gonna, like, fuck like rabbits. You know what I mean? It was just, like, way too much. Still enjoyable. But I'm like, this is not sustainable. Right. And then it's, like, it's funny because I feel like when I, like, it's almost like if I, when I let out the energy that I'm, like, open to dating and, like, being with people, then shit comes out of the woodworks, because then it was, like, some of my friends from the first city I lived in, like, tried hooking up with me and, like, tried to make a move, and, like, there was a lot of drama and tension going on there, and, like, even some people from college, like, reached back out to me. It was like, what in the world?
No.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So that's kind of, it's been feast or famine. It's been spurts of a lot of activity and then, like, long spells of, like, just doing me.
So my next question is not a question, it's a statement. Well, I'll make it a question.
All right.
Can you tell me about a thottiest moment of your past?
I felt really bad with the guy I was with in college. Like, we were, like, we were not having sex at the, but, like, fully unclothed, like, hooking up. And my roommate randomly came home, and I was like, shit. So, like, grab, like, most of my stuff. He, of course, grabs nothing and, like, run into my room. And he's like, shit, like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, well, I think he like, took some of my shorts. And he's like, okay, I need to go out. So he goes out, and, like, she wasn't out there. So we're like, okay, like, I'm like, gonna go try to grab some clothes from the living room. And then, of course, she starts walking into the kitchen area. And he's like, ah, like, turn around, go back. Like, go back into your room. And she listened to him. She, like, put her hands over her eyes, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he's like, go into your room. And she ran into her room. But the thing was, she hit the carpet on our hardwood at a funny angle and ate shit and fell into the wall, like, at a full-blown sprint. And I'm like, oh my God, this girl is going to kill me in my sleep tomorrow. Like, I can't believe she listened to him and, like, ran into her room in her own damn apartment. That was, like, pretty wild. There's a few times where I've had, like, such a strong sexual attraction with someone. But, like, we broke my bed that night. Like, it was, like, crazy shit. Yeah.
Well, damn. For the final part of the show, I like to play a little game.
Okay.
It's like truth or dare, but it's first or last.
Okay.
So I have a list of sexual acts here, and I want a quick little anecdote on them.
Okay.
You just have to decide first or last.
On what?
No, you just pick beforehand. Oh. Like, you won't know until...
Oh. first.
Okay. All right. Tell me about the first, if you don't have an answer, we'll go to the next one. Okay. Tell me about the first time you had public sex.
In the second city I was in, it was horribly embarrassing, but also really funny now looking back, because we, like, started hooking up in my car, and, like, it went much longer than I was anticipating, or I think either of us were. And I, like, had the radio on, and, like, my car battery died, like, fucking dead when I tried to go home.
Oh, my God.
Afterwards.
No!
Yeah, and, like, I didn't have jumper cables.
No!
He didn't have jumper cables. Had to call AAA. We had to, like, do that thing where we, like, awkwardly, like, wait in the car. And I was, like, not trying to continue the hookup with him.
Right.
And so I'm like, shit, I, like, really don't want to sit out here with you. Like, I just want to fucking go.
Oh, no.
And it was so fucking horrible.
That's so funny.
Got a new car battery the next day.
Damn.
Yeah, that was super horrible. Also super shameful because I do not have tinted windows. And it was like... I know people walked by
right.
my car, and it was just like, yep, here I am.
So do you have any final thoughts?
I think this is a really interesting and necessary series, so glad to be a part of it.
Much flattered. Thanks so much.
Hey.